Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the latest from the quirky filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan, and it's called The Visit.
I think this was the most enjoyable thriller I've seen in quite some time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if you want to ride on a roller coaster and you're going on one of the most thrilling, scariest rides, but you don't want to toss your cookies, this is the one for you, this film.
This is M. Night Shyamalan's attempt to try the found footage genre, so the plot setup has a young girl who wants to be a filmmaker. She's going to with her younger brother to visit her grandparents, whom she's never met.
Yes.
For a weekend visit. And let's just say that grandma and grandpa aren't exactly of the Norman Rockwell variety.
But that's where the fun begins, because in the middle of some horrifying scenes, scenes that could play with your mind, there's this funny element that comes into it that one scene made me laugh out loud for a minute after the scene was over. Very creative.
Do you want to give us a specific example?
Well, the little boy, the 13-year-old actor,
who wants to be a rapper.
He imitates his grandmother and when they're walking in the woods, and the grandmother, of course, doesn't know that she's being made fun of, but he does this scene that is a perfect imitation of what she did the night before.
You know, Shyamalan's career has been very spotty since he did The Sixth Sense, and he's had some real turkeys since then. But even though this is a modest success, it's a bit of a return to form.
Oh, I thought it was spectacular, because I've never seen a horror film that doesn't have gore, but it has all the suspense, and it has this comic element. It's just clever.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.